ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फोर्थ कांटो चैप्टर 28 एंड टेक्स्ट वी आर गोइंग टू रीड टुडे 35 एंड 36। हाउएवर ऑन द बोर्ड बोथ वर्सेस आर रिटन, वी विल डू रिपीटेशन फॉर ओनली वन वर्स। तत्र चंद्रवसा नाम ताम्रपर्णी बटोदका तत्पुण्यसलिलैर्नित्यम् उभयमत्रात्मनो मृजन्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। इन द प्रोविंस ऑफ कुलाचल देर वेर रिवर्स नेम्ड चंद्रवसा, ताम्रपर्णी एंड बटोदका। किंग मलय ध्वज यूज टू गो टू दोज पायस रिवर्स रेगुलरली एंड टेक हिज बाथ देयर। दस ही प्यूरिफाइड हिमसेल्फ एक्सटर्नली एंड इंटरनली। ही टूक हिज बाथ एंड एट बल्ब्स, सीड्स, लीव्स, फ्लावर्स, रूट्स, फ्रूट्स एंड ग्रासेस एंड ड्रैंक वाटर। इन दिस वे ही अंडरवेंट सेवर ऑस्टेरिटीज। इवेंचुअली ही बिकम वेरी स्किनी। पर्पट वी कैन डेफिनेटली सी दैट टू एडवांस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस वन मस्ट कंट्रोल हिज बॉडली वेट। इफ वन बिकम्स टू फैट इट इज टू बी एज्यूम्ड दैट ही इज नॉट एडवांसिंग स्पिरिचुअली। श्री भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर सेवरली क्रिटिसाइज हिज फैट डिसाइपल्स। द आइडिया इज दैट वन हुज इंटेंड्स टू एडवांस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मस्ट नॉट ईट वेरी मच। डिवोटी यूज टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट, हाई हिल्स और माउंटेन्स ऑन पिलग्रिमेजेज। बट सच सीवर ऑस्टेरिटीज आर नॉट पॉसिबल इन दीज डेज। वन शुड इंस्टीड ईट ओनली प्रसाद एंड नो मोर देन रिक्वायर्ड। अकॉर्डिंग टू वैष्णव कैलेंडर देयर आर मेनी फास्ट सच एज एकादशी एंड द अपियरेंस एंड डिसअपियरेंस डेज ऑफ गॉड एंड हिज डिवोटीज। All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than required and will not become inactive and lazy. Overindulgence in food will cause a man to sleep more than required. This human form of life is meant for austerity. And austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. In this way, time can be saved for spiritual activities and one can purify himself both externally and internally. Thus, both body and mind can be cleansed. Purport is quite very clear and very easy. Yesterday, Damodar Maharaj was giving class and he was telling that some purport becomes really difficult to say something. But this is quite clear. However, we will come to this point. We know originally that Devarshi Narad, Naradji, instructing Maharaj Prachin Varhi, he was a very nice king, pious king. We are very much interested in fruitive activities and for sense gratification. Devarshi Narad instructing him so that he can get complete detachment from sense gratification, fruitive activity. for that end, for that reason, Devarshi Narada presented one allegorical presentation story, symbolic story. It does not directly mean what is said in the verses. And I would like to update you. I will not go much behind. But upon this point, Naradji was told that the allegorical presentation that Puranjan, he has too much attachment for his wife, and while he was quitting his body in the time of death, due to attachment for his wife, he was remembering, contemplating on the form and quality of his wife. And that time, while remembering his wife, he gave up his body. So consequently, in his next life, he appeared, he took birth in a tract of land, still that is called Vidarbha, and also king, his name was also Vidarbha. Vidarbha present day it is in central India. Central point of Vidarbha is Nagpur and Amravati. They are very celebrated two cities in Vidarbha province. So, because he was too much attached to his wife, and same times while quitting his body, he was remembering his wife. So, consequently, this result became that he was forced to take a woman body, and he took birth. Vaidarbhi, its name Vidarbh, Vaidarbhi. And then story, like symbolic story goes like this. Vaidarbhi, daughter of Maharaj Vidarbha, he was given in marriage to Maharaj Malayadhwaj, was a king, very celebrated, very pious. Srila Prabhupada tells about him that he Mahabhagavat, was a really great devotee, Malayadhwaj. And Vaidarbhi, she was given in marriage to Maharaj Malayadhwaj. And then a story is got, was Maharaj Malayadhwaj begot one daughter in the womb of his wife Vaidarbhi, and after that again he begot seven sons in the womb of Vaidarbhi, his wife. And then starts the further story. The daughter, our Maharaj Malayadhwaj, his name is not mentioned, however one word indicate for Madhure Kshana. However, the daughter was given in marriage to Agastya Rishi. You know Agastya Rishi, very celebrated personality. That person who once, Agastya became very much angry and he drank whole ocean. He collected by his mystic power whole spread ocean, collected in his palm, he drank. He has such a mystic power. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. So Agastya Rishi was such a mystic yogi. He has ability to collect all the water in the ocean, collect on his palm and drank. Also, he was known in Vedic literature that he was guru of Vindhya Parvat mountain, the spiritual master of Vindhya Parvat. And daughter of Maharaj Malayadhwaj, she was given in marriage to Agastya Rishi, and Agastya Rishi also in turn begot one son. Son name is mentioned here. Anyone can help me? The son name was Drihabrata. His name my son was Drihabrata. And also Drihabrata also begot son. And it was a Drihachyuta. No, Idhmava. One was Idhmava and another was Drihachyuta. So, and then Maharaja the Malayadhwaj seven sons. He ruled the kingdom, the tract of land South India, Darwini Desh, Maharaj Malayadhwaj, and towards the end of his life, he divided his kingdom in seven parts and he gave to his sons, seven sons. They become very celebrated king. And then one point, Maharaj Malayadhwaj Vibhajya Tanebhyaksham Rajarsi Malayadhwaja Ari Radhaisu Krishnam Sajagama Kulachalam. And Maharaj Malayadhwaj divided his kingdom to his sons and he went to Kulachalam. Nowadays, Kulachal Venkatachal, Venkat Adri, which is Tirupati, near Tirupati, South India. Here, Devarsi Narada described why he went to the forest mountain, Ari Radhaisu Krishnam, because he has developed intense desire to worship, satisfy, engage himself in the service of Krishna. This was his intense desire to serve. Though he was devotee, he was executing devotional service while he was ruling the kingdom. But one point he decided, accounted for one pointed program, only responsibility to please Krishna, serve Krishna, engage all our senses in the service of Krishna. For that end, he went to Kulachalam. When he decided to go there, then his wife, Madirekshana, she also gave up his palace. She did not remain in the palace. Hitva Grihan, she came out from the palace. He gave up all affection for Sutan, sons, kinsmen, and Bhogan, the delight of palace, material delight. He became completely detached. Anvadhavat Pandesham, and she followed. She also went to the forest. And here one example, Devarsi Narada says, there is moon and moonlight. Moonlight always follows the moon. When moon comes on the horizon, light also comes simultaneously, same time. So she was always eager to be with her husband, Maharaj Malayadhwaj, so she also came to the forest. So this is the story part. Though it is not direct meaning, indirectly, symbolically represented, something it means. Today's verse, it is 35 and 36, talks about the austerity of Maharaj Malayadhwaj, and same time his wife Madirekshana was also performing. So both were in the secluded place on the top of mountain somewhere, in the cave of mountain they were residing, and they are performing austerity. Tatra described that there in the tract of land in that area there were three very celebrated and pious rivers. Chandravasa, name of one river was Chandravasa, another Tamraparani. That Tamraparani, its river is still existing, flowing in South India. Any of you have seen that Tamraparani river? Kaha hai? Tirunelveli. Where the one where Lord Chaitanya found the Brahma Samhita, the very temple name? આદિ કેશવર, તો દેટ તામ્રપર્ણી રિવર ફ્લોઝ નિયર બાય ધ ટેમ્પલ દિસ રિવર એન્ડ બટોદકા. This is also in, still all these rivers are existing, Batodaka. So every single day, Maharaj Malaya Dhwaj was going, taking bath. Regularly he was taking bath in three different rivers. Tat Punya Salilair Nityam, every single day, daily, he used to go take bath, and also he was drinking the same pure water of those rivers. So much so, he was drinking water and taking bath, that his existence, Prabhupada writes here, internally and externally, he become completely cleansed. His heart, mind, as well as his body, everything completely purified, simply by taking bath in those pious rivers and drinking the water. And this verse talks about, first verse, next talks about we are eating. What he was eating, how he was sustaining himself in the forest. Kand bulbs, like kand and mool, root, there are some different. Like radish, that is mool, but alu, potato, it is kand. When inside, goes inside, the roots become some places become round, that is called kand. So he was eating kand, means bulbs, asti, seeds, certain type of seeds, mool, roots, fall, fruits, and puspa, flowers. And parandai, grass and leaves. He was sustaining and he was drinking water only. Bartmana, he was sustaining himself. Sanair gatra karsanam tapah asita. He was situated, he was performing austerity. That characteristic of austerity, that his body gradually and slowly was becoming thinner and thinner. He became thin. This is the translation of the text. These two verses. How he was residing in the forest, in the mountain, and how he was taking bath, and how he was eating. Now in purport, Srila Prabhupada writes very strong words. Sometimes it seems that very strong words, I say, very clear. We can definitely see that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one must control his bodily weight. Further, this and further very stronger sentence. If one becomes too fat, it is to be assumed. It has to be taken for granted, for true, that he is not advancing spiritually. Very first of all is this, his fat body, it means he is not progressing. And that it should be assumed, we should take it granted, true, that if someone has fat body, he is not advancing spiritually. And then Srila Prabhupada supports his statement. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur severely criticized his fat disciples. Stronger. The idea is that one who intends to advance in Krishna consciousness must not eat very much. Too much eating is not advocated anywhere in Shastra. In contrary, if someone eats, he is criticized. Of course, here Prabhupada is criticizing person. So, This way, Srila Prabhupada talk about Ekadasi, purpose of fasting on Ekadasi, and also appearance and disappearance day of Vaishnava, we fast. What is the reason? For what reason? To reduce the fat of the body. So, so I will come to the and then Srila Prabhupada talks about too much eating is not conducive for spiritual progress. It is like a hindrance, too much eating. And then towards the end of purpose, this human form of life is meant for austerity, and austerity means controlling sex, food intake, etc. So whenever we read Vedic literature, and especially purport of Srila Prabhupada, very repeatedly Prabhupada talks about this, that human form of life is meant for self-realization. Human form of life, for this sin. Or sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, like, human form of life is meant for revival of our relationship with Krishna. We are internally connected with Krishna. We are internally related with Krishna. We have relationship. But somehow or other that relationship we have forgot. So forgotten relationship, revive our relationship. Human form of life is meant for self-realization or revival of our lost relationship with Krishna. And for this end, for self-realization, all sorts of austerity should be accepted voluntarily. Lord Rishabhdev, when he talks about austerity, tapo divyam putraka phasrika nayam deho deh bhajam nirloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujame tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahm saukhyam tu anantam. This human form of life is not meant for self-realization. Human form of life is meant for self-realization. And he advised his sons, tapo divyam putraka, my dear sons, you engage yourself in tapasya, austerity, divya tapasya. By tapasya, by austerity, your existence, your heart would be completely purified. And once your heart would be purified, you can feel, you can experience brahma saukhyam, their material happiness, delights, and their brahma saukhyam, spiritual bliss. You engage yourself in austerity, by austerity you are cleansed, your existence will be completely purified, and with purified consciousness, purified heart, purified existence, you will experience everlasting spiritual bliss. Tapo divyam putrakayen sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahm saukhyam tanantam. Everlasting. You can. So Srila Prabhupada talk about this human form of life. And about the sense gratification, many times the self-realization and sense gratification, they don't go hand in hand. They are developed in reverse proportion. If sense gratification is, if self-realization is increased, certainly our sense gratification will decrease. If sense gratification is increased, then our self-realization will be reduced. It doesn't go hand in hand, it is contrary to each other. Same times we can say that, no, I can engage our senses in sense gratification and same time I will make progress in spiritual life as well. No, this never happens. Of course, Lord Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the fifth chapter, he talks about characteristics of sense gratification. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukh yo nae vate adyantavantah kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. Yehi sansparsaja bhoga. when in the conditioned stage of life, at least conditioned, when our senses comes in touch with sense objects, then we derive a certain type of favorable taste, happiness, delight, that is called bhoga. When our senses comes in the touch with sense object, when we derive a certain type of favorable taste, that is called bhoga. So all sort of Lord Sri Krishna, ehi sanspar saja bhoga, dukh yo naya evate. That happiness which we derive by sense object, when our senses come in the touch with sense object, we derive that is becomes the source of all our misery. Yahi sansparsha dukh yo naya. For today it is maybe appears that is we are deriving happiness, but immediately it turns in distress. Note that it becomes misery and it creates more and more misery. For that reason, yahi sansparsaja bhoga dukhayo naivate adyantavanta. It has all the sense gratification, material delight, material happiness. It has its beginning and certainly it has its end. It is not permanent. For that reason, nate su ramate buddha. Buddha, learned personality, kabi, vidwan, never he engage himself in sense gratification, and never he derive happiness out of sense gratification. So here Srila Prabhupada talks about example of one sense gratification, eating. The eating should be regulated. Too much eating, when we eat too much, then we will develop a tendency of oversleeping, will sleep more and become lazy. So in order to avoid oversleeping, we should stop, regulate our eating lessons. Mit bhuk, a devotee's characteristic is very little, mit bhuk. Of course, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, when in 6th chapter, terms come about yoga practice, the Krishna talks about, of course, he also, Krishna talks about eating and also sleeping same time. Na ati asnatastu yogosti na chaikantam atmasnata. Krishna says that yoga, a person can progress in Ashtanga Yoga if he is eating too much. Ati asnata. If he is eating too much, for him there is no yoga. He can't make any progress in yogic practice if he is eating too much. And same time, Lord Krishna also, na cha aikantam asnata. If someone is not taking proper food, not enough food, that person also can't progress in his yoga practice. What is yuktahar viharasya? Yukt ahar and yukt vihar. Yukt ahar, food intake that will be regulated proper, not too much, not too less. And vihar, recreation. Then yoga practice will, then yogo bhavati dukkha. And then also, yuktahar viharasya yukta cheshtas karmasu yukta swapna vodhasya. Yukta swapna. Sleeping should be regulated, not more than enough. And not more than less also. So it should be regulated. Otherwise, we will not make any progress in spiritual life. So this is upalakshan. One characteristic, it talks about, here it is talk about quantity of food. So this is not enough. Same time, quality of food should be, note that quantity here talks about quantity. Quantity kahte hain, matra hi nahi rakhna hai. Kya khana, is par hi vichar karna hoga. What we should eat. Note that, okay, this much quantity, was anything and everything I will. So this is upalakshan. Here Lord Sri Krishna talks about what quantity, the same times many things we have to understand. Quality also. What type of food we should eat and what type of food we should not eat. There are certain things. And not only this, time factor is also involved. Not then any moment you will eat. There are certain time. Ayurveda talks about what time it is proper time for eating, proper time for sleeping. Not that I whole day I will sleep and night I will awake. This is also not recommended. Swapna, eating and sleeping, quantity wise and quality wise, and also time wise, it should be regulated. Then we will control our eating and sleeping, thus both body and mind can be cleansed. First, purify your, because in the text, Narada described that externally and internally, both way Maharaj Malai Dhvaj was cleansed. So we should take in this way. I think I should stop here because at 9 o'clock approximate. However, we have any comment or any question. First, I should have told being. I feel very shy in front of him, Maharaj, many Maharaj are sitting. And same time, I am type of neophyte in front of them. Not only this, and language is not my language. I have learned this language. This is not mother tongue. So many mistakes, grammar and this presentation I do. For this reason, I should be forgiven. Excuse me, for if I some use of word, I don't know how we should pronunciation wise and grammar wise, I prone to make some mistake. So now it is time for your comment or any question and to better you speak louder, the only way. I can understand. Here Ekadasi is mentioned. If we will fast on Ekadasi, then nation's economic problem would be solved. Prabhupada writes in that one, very scarcity in India. When Prabhupada is writing that purport, that time in India, very scarcity of everything. So that, okay, that's very nice. But here, first class Ekadasi is not drinking even water. Only we think take inside air. if not possible, glass of water twice a day. If not possible that one, then fruits once a day. Fruits like not grain and not beans once a day. If not possible, twice fruits. If you are not satisfied, then that once fished, Ekadasi fished. But anyhow, Shastra doesn't recommend grain or beans. That you do the needful, where you fit, first class, second class, or any class, I don't know. And don't feel any embrace inferiority complex that I am not doing this. What is practical? How you can engage yourself in service of Krishna? Your service, Krishna seva, should not be disturbed. Here, if you read this one, it seems that Prabhupada mentioned fasting. By feasting on Ekadasi day, we are not going to reduce the weight of the body. Paneer is there and many things there, milk products and not sweet rice, the sweet sabudana is there. So that is not to help us to reduce. Here Prabhupada is talking. See, All these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired. So it seems that Prabhupada is hinting that that is enough. I did whatever I wanted to say. Any other Maharaj? I would like Maharaj to say something, not question. You talk some. Mic on.
Some people say that I'm too thin. But at the same time, I want to reduce my sleeping. So in order to reduce my sleeping, I should reduce my eating. How to adjust these two things?
The similar problem I do have. Recently I was in Mayapur, just Mayapur Parikarma time, one of sannyasi, he could not remember my name. He was trying, he knows me very well, but somehow sometimes doesn't click my name in memory. So he told me, "Okay, Ashkini Maharaj." So I have a similar problem, Maharaj. Since 20 years I am trying to increase my weight, but I am not successful at all. I don't know what is happening. So here Krishna says, not that you make your body a skeleton. That is also not desirable situation. Should be not kadumal, not skeleton. Some should be good looking body. I don't know how it will be. If I knew, I could have increased my weight at least 5 kg. But so Maharaj, exactly, I don't know.
That's for you having to put more. But I'm saying for me, if I want to reduce my sleep, then I have to reduce the eating.
In fact, Maharaj, actually, Devarshi Narad, when he was talking to Yudhishthira in Rajasriya Sabha, he has described about how we can counteract any bodily defects and sleeping defects. Atmajam yog birjena sattvam sattvam nidraya. We can counteract all sorts of bodily defects, overweight or underweight, by yog birjena, by practicing pranayam, by practicing pranayam. If any bodily defect is there, overweight as underweight, simply practicing pranayam, yoga virjena, ashtang yoga, especially pranayam. By pranayam we can reduce our unwanted weight, could be reduced. And nidraya sattva, when we increase our sattva guna, by when sattva guna is increased, immediately nidra become regulated. If sattva guna is developed, then within 2-3 hours, we will get enough sufficient relaxation. We need now to sleep 6 hours for relaxation. Complete relaxation would be possible simply by sleeping 1 or 2 hours. And that they were doing our Shad Goswami. Hardly they were sleeping few hours, but their sattva-guna was so increased. Then, I don't exactly remember a verse, but certainly it is when 10 up to 10 not, when description how we can counteract sleep and this Atmajam yog virjena and nidra Atmajam yog virjena. Any defect, any discrepancy in body or mind, by Atma Yoga Virjana, by practicing Ashtanga Yoga, especially Pranayam, and by increasing Sattva Guna, we can conquer sleeping. Atmajam Yoga Virjana. Beginning line, I have find out in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarsi Narasht, talking to Yudhishthira, how we can counteract any defects of body, about mind, sleep, this, many things discouraged. So I can remind Atmajam Yoga Virjana. Anyhow, ओके जल्दी जल्दी कीजिए
हाउ कैन अ रियल पर्सन कम इन अ एलोगोरिकल स्टोरी
दैट इज कंफ्यूजिंग यह एलोगोरिकली इट डिस्क्राइब बट ऑलरेडी सम नेम एग्जिस्टिंग जैसे ताम्रपर्ण रिवर इज स्टिल देयर सो सम टाइम इट इज टेक दिस एलोगोरिकल इट इज प्रेजेंटेड इन द लाइफ इन द How I can say, in the form of culture, in the culture, cultural, married and this, that. So, I say that, I am giving you some sweet rice to eat, and I am putting a pot, utensils. So, like the culture, whole cultural thing, marriage and this, and austerity, it is presented in the, I don't know how you would say, जैसे ऐसे हमें कहना होगा कि वो एक संस्कृति के फेर में हमको प्रस्तुत किया गया है तो कैसे व्हाट इज इंग्लिश आई डोंट नो एग्जैक्ट इंग्लिश वर्ड इन द उटेंसिल ऑफ कल्चर होल इज प्रेजेंटेड दो इट इज इमेजिनरी सिंबॉलिक बट इट हैज सम लाइक होल थिंग द कुलाचा द माउंटेन इज देयर रिवर्स आर देयर एंड आई डोंट नो वेदर इन हिस्टोरी दैट मलय ध्वज किंग ऑल्सो अपियर एंड दैट मच आई डोंट नो सो इज द कल्चर के ढांचे में यह सब प्रस्तुत किया गया है इसको कैसे कहते हैं व्हाट इज इंग्लिश इक्विवेलेंट फॉर इट इज हैज बीन प्रेजेंटेड इन द फ्रेमवर्क ऑफ कल्चर आउटसाइड द कल्चर एंड इनसाइड दैट सब्सेंट्री प्रेजेंटेड ही वॉज फर्स्ट लेकिन बी क्विक है बिकॉज वी आर गेटिंग लेट प्रीवियस अब हमको किसी प्रैक्टिकल नेटवर्क में नहीं फंसाने का प्रस्त कीजिए यार हियर भक्ति श्रीला प्रभुपाद राइट्स फ्रेंकली श्रीला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर सिवियरली क्रिटिसाइज हिज फैट डिसाइपल्स इसको समझ लीजिए व्हाट ओके प्रभु जी माइक शुड बी गिवन देयर
Maharaj, you mentioned recreation as part of the yoga process. What is meant with recreation in this connection?
There is recreation, however, yukt ahar, ahari, and every other thing, sleeping properly, working properly, yukt, karmasu, where we are engaged in different type of karma, that should be regulated. So every other thing, which when we practice walking, every day some walking should be involved. And sleeping, so sleeping is already mentioned. Recreation means that like other thing we do, karma also, just to maintain this body and soul together, we do something. So there recreation means in order to maintain, keep the body, we do some activities. Sleeping is there, eating is there. Walking is there, morning walk is there, pranayam is there, recreation. And one thing also, to some extent, we can't avoid completely sense gratification also, so regulated way, sense gratification, one thing, seeing, this is also sense gratification for eyes. At the same time, recreation that central and most important, that is also Krishna doesn't say, Of course, there also Krishna talks about his vibhuti and he talks about kam. I am sex life. What is the word? Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamoshmi bhartarsabha. Prabhupada translates, I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principle. So that is also included in the recreation. आप भी कुछ कर रहे थे डन तो बंद करते हैं ना। ग्रंथ राय श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की।